Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church and America's most popular, self-proclaimed, right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host this morning in Colorado on KHEL Radio, Peter Boyles. They were talking about a recent scandal about Bill Ritter, who's running for governor. He is a pro-abortion Democrat running for governor, and he has been the Denver DA, prosecutor, for years. And there, Bob Beaupre, running against him, Republican pro-lifer, has brought up a scandal about Ritter plea bargained a case with an illegal alien. Heroin was involved. He plea bargained the case. The guy left the state and then molested a kid. So anyway, Peter Boyles is talking all through this morning. And one of our dear friends, Joe Scott, gets through to Peter Boyle's show to say, guess what else Bill Ritter is guilty of? Well, I want to welcome not only Joe Scott, but Leslie Hanks, two of our Colorado pro-life activists. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Bob.
Great to have you both here. Leslie, it's wonderful to see you.
Thank you.
And Joe, could you tell us, so you got on to Peter Boyle's show. What's up?
I called Peter Boyles this morning because he was talking about Ritter, and I thought this is the perfect opportunity. In fact, Leslie called me and said, Joe, listen to Peter Boyles, because I haven't. And yeah. I listened to her and called in. Finally get in and said, you know, Peter, Ritter also has neglected his duties in this area and explained about Mark Crutcher. He knows who Mark Crutcher is.
Mark Crutcher is a pro-life leader in Texas.
Right.
He's the head of
Life Dynamics.
And they called hundreds of abortion clinics all over the country and wanted to find out what is their policy if an underage girl was impregnated, like a 13-year-old is impregnated by a 22-year-old guy, that's statutory rape.
Right.
And they wanted to find out what is the policy of Planned Parenthood, all these abortion clinics, and we have recordings of some of those calls we're going to play on today's show.
Right, and I explained that to Peter Boyle, and that we had everything on tape. We brought it to Sergeant Batista. He took it to Ritter.
Of the Denver Police Department.
He took it to Ritter.
Bill Ritter and played the recordings from Colorado abortion clinics.
Covering up child molesters.
Where they're covering up statutory rape, child molesters, incest, where a woman, a young girl, gets impregnated by an adult.
Right.
And the abortion clinic says, oh, well, don't tell us his name. Don't tell us. Call back in. Don't tell us how old you are. Don't tell us how old he is.
Right.
Right. We're going to play some of that in a moment.
Then Sergeant Batista got back to me, and he said, I gave it to the district attorney, Ritter, at the time, and he said he's not going to prosecute. I said, wait a minute, and I argued with him. And he said that I had to find out the age of the girl. I had to find out the age of the – I had to do the total
– We had to investigate.
Investigation.
Even though we're showing that systematically this is what abortion clinics are doing all over the country and in Colorado.
Right.
So Bill Ritter, he's running for governor. He's a Democrat.
Right.
And he's pro-abortion, right? He's pro-choice.
No, he says he's pro-life.
What? Leslie, say that again.
He says he's pro-life.
He says he's pro-life. Now, wait a minute. Doesn't Al Gore say he's pro-life? And John Kerry and Hillary, they say they're pro-life.
John Kerry does say that he believes that life begins at conception.
You know what? We're going to have to share that microphone because we flat out can't hear that. Go ahead, Leslie. Say it again. From what does Bill Ritter say?
He says he's pro-life.
He does.
He does.
Well, wait a minute. Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, John Kerry, they all say they're pro-life.
Kerry does say that he believes that life begins at conception.
Well, Bill Ritter, he was on KHEL. We're talking about KHEL Radio, Peter Boyles. He was on with Dan Kaplis a while back. And Dan Kaplis, he's pro-lifer. We love Dan. He drives us crazy once in a while, but we love Dan Kaplis. And Dan said he has donated the maximum amount allowable by law to Bill Ritter, that he'd be a great governor. And Dan is confused. He's deceived. He thinks Bill Ritter is really pro-life. So Dan asked him on the air. It was unbelievable. He said, well, Bill Ritter, he said, of course you would sign a law, if the state legislature passed a law against abortion, of course you would sign that, right? Because Bill Ritter's saying that it's his personal position, he's personally pro-life, and it's a matter of faith and conscience, which all sounds like the typical excuse why they're going to do nothing about it.
Right.
And so Dan said, well, if the state legislature passed a law against abortion, of course you would sign it, and Bill Ritter would not say yes. He would not answer the question.
It is really perplexing that Dan would support somebody that's
who's
that
a pro-abort. Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. I'd like to play three calls that were put to abortion clinics in Colorado.
Okay.
Then we'll talk through them and what they're telling us, and we could tell the audience about the meeting with the state attorney general, John Southers, where he refused to do anything about these women being treated this way. So first we'll hear these three Colorado abortion clinic calls, actual calls placed to abortion clinics in Colorado. Then we'll talk about it. Then I've got more of these calls I want the audience to hear. Okay, let's hear the first call.
Oh, okay. Let me stop you right here, because if you tell me anything else, I have to call the police.
Why?
Because you're 13 and your partner's 22, right?
Yeah.
That's against the law. I have to report it by law.
Oh.
So I don't want to know your name or anything about you if you don't want me calling the police.
Okay.
So what you need to do is you need to call completely anonymously and, you know, talk to someone on our appointment line.
Okay.
And don't tell us anything about who your partner is.
Okay.
Okay?
So that was the first call. And, Joe Scott, the abortion clinic, they don't want to know the ages. They don't want them, the girl, to say the name of her boyfriend, how old he is. And why is that?
Well, because they're covering up the predator. Mm-hmm. They want to do the abortion, and they want to make sure every girl gets her abortion, whether she's been molested or not, and collect that money.
Yeah. So, and there's even laws mandating that all healthcare workers report. There's mandatory reporting laws if you suspect rape or sexual molestation or assault of a minor, and they systematically ignore all those laws all over the country.
That's right, everywhere.
Let's hear the second call. These are from Colorado abortion clinics.
Yeah, but it's a legal thing. So,
well, what could happen?
Well, he could get in trouble, not you, but he could. So,
well, are you going to tell on him?
No, I won't. But maybe when you go to the doctor, you shouldn't tell them how old your boyfriend is.
Oh, okay.
I think that would be better. Just,
okay.
You know, maybe have a girlfriend come with you and tell him your boyfriend's 16 or something.
Oh.
Because he could get in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
Okay, so don't say anything about that.
So Mark Crutcher, Life Dynamics, they called hundreds of abortion clinics.
That's right.
And the referral clinics, like Planned Parenthood has a few abortion clinics where they kill kids in Colorado, and then a dozen referral clinics. So that sounds like a call to a referral clinic. And the woman is telling her how to lie to help the rapist, the statutory rapist, help him get away with the crime and cover up the evidence.
That's right, and that's exactly what's going on every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman that took this call knows the girl is 13,
mm-hmm.
has no sympathy for that child.
Right, and this has happened in their real-life cases where there are lawsuits. Now, let's hear, how many was that? That was, we listened to three so far?
Two.
Two? Okay, let's hear the third. Then when we come back, Leslie Hanks, let's talk about the meeting with the state attorney general, John Southers, and then I want to play a bunch of these for the audience.
We don't have to contact your parents.
Okay, well, would you have to contact anyone else?
Well, I'll be honest with you. By law, because you are 13 years old,
uh-huh.
Good. Now, we've never reported anybody, okay?
Okay.
All right, that was a quick one. Okay, so they've never reported anyone, and the people taking these calls, working at these abortion clinics, they don't act shocked. You know, it's not like they're shocked. This is just reasonably standard stuff. Okay, so now, Leslie, tell us about our meeting. I was there. So It was the three of us, right?
That's right. Was it last fall?
Yeah, in September, I
believe. Last September.
Leslie Hanks, Joe Scott, Bob Enyart. We met with the Colorado State Attorney General, well, his office.
Right, Jason Dunn.
Jason Dunn,
AG.
Assistant AG, that's right. And one of their lawyers, or there were two of them from the Attorney General's office. And so what happened?
Well, we went in and made the case that there's all kinds of audio tape available that they could listen to, and we gave it to them. And we made the case that we just feel like it's a tragedy, a travesty, if you will, that young underage girls are being horrifically exploited in this state, and that it's so shocking that these Planned Parenthood workers are just, you know, aiding and abetting the situation and allowing statutory rapists to go free,
yeah,
and sending the girls back into the scenario where if they are in an incest situation, they are going to be further exploited by the individual over and over and over again, and then she has to be exploited by having to undergo repeated abortions.
And I would guess that Peter Boyles this morning, when you brought this up, Joe, when you brought this up, that Peter Boyles probably didn't agree, and, you know, he finds every opportunity to side with the pro-abort over the pro-life activist.
Yeah, even though he says that he's pro-life.
So does Hillary.
And so when I brought this up, he said, well, I'm going to have to let you go because I know Ritter, and we've talked about this, and he's pro-life, and he said, I'm going to have to let this call go, and I just said, why? And they threw me off the air. So he's no more pro-life than Hillary.
All right, so here's what I'd like to do now. Those calls we just heard, I think it's so extraordinary. I don't know that the audience could process it that quickly, what they're hearing. So we're going to play those in a montage of a number of calls, about 5 minutes worth. And we'll let people think through what they're hearing from abortion clinics in Colorado and all over this country. Now, the feminist says we need abortion for incest. The liberal says we need abortion for rape. What they don't realize is that, of course, it kills the child, but it also hurts the mother, women, because the abortion clinic helps to cover up the crime. Typically, they send the victim back home with her rapist, often to be raped again. The abortion clinic actually will send a 13, 14-year-old girl home with the relative who raped her, or the adult. And abortion for incest emboldens a criminal to rape his young relative because in his sick mind, he thinks, you know, even if she gets pregnant, so what? I'll just bring her to Planned Parenthood. It helps the rapist escape being caught. Abortion for incest tempts the rapist to repeat his crime even after he's impregnated. The daughter, stepdaughter, niece. Abortion for incest is not compassionate. It increases a woman's suffering. Intentionally killing a child is always wrong, even if her father is a criminal. Loving the woman and the child is right, including by adoption. Okay, now we're going to hear all these calls, all right? And Leslie Hanks, Joe Scott, when we get back, we'll talk through more what's going on here.
Okay. Oh, okay. Let me stop you right here, because if you tell me anything else, I have to call the police.
Why?
Because you're 13 and your partner's 22, right?
Yeah.
That's against the law. I have to report it by law.
Oh.
So I don't want to know your name or anything about you if you don't want me calling the police.
Okay.
So what you need to do is you need to call completely anonymously and, you know, talk to someone on our appointment line.
Okay.
And don't tell us anything about who your partner is.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, but it's a legal thing. So,
well, what could happen?
Well, he could get in trouble, not you, but he could. So,
well, are you going to tell on him?
No, I won't. But maybe when you go to the doctor, you shouldn't tell them how old your boyfriend is.
Oh, okay.
I think that would be better.
Okay.
Just, you know, maybe have a girlfriend come with you and tell him your boyfriend's 16 or something. Because he could get in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
Okay, so don't say anything about that.
because you go in front of a judge and then he grants permission for you to have an abortion without your parents finding out. My problem is that if I were you, and this is just strictly off the record, if I were you, I would not say anything about your boyfriend being 22 years old.
So what I'm saying is, you know, if we're not going to ask if you don't tell us.
Okay.
So, you know, he can definitely bring you in, and there's no problem with that at all. Just probably I'd have to just suggest that you don't bring up the age thing to us.
You can come in. You don't need your parents' permission.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's just my boyfriend said that he would pay for everything. Would that be all right? Like, it's just we don't want a whole bunch of people to know about us. Would he have to sign anything?
Yeah, but I just don't talk about his age.
He's 22?
Yeah.
You know what? I would not bring him in.
Just don't bring him in at all?
That's right.
Okay.
Forget that you told me that.
Okay. Okay. And they wouldn't have to tell my parents?
Right. And I wouldn't advise you to say anything about your boyfriend being 22 because that's statutory right.
Because you are a minor and he is older than 18?
Yeah.
Okay. It's called statutory rape.
But he's not raping me. I mean,
I know.
We're going to get married.
I know. I don't believe if you do not give us that info, tell us, do not, when you go to Norwich, you're going to want to give them a call.
Okay.
Don't tell them that information.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then it'll be okay.
If you do not say the age of your partner.
So if you tell, you know, or if any client mentions this, that person would have to, under law, contact authorities.
Oh, okay.
If you know, if that is not known, then that's not known.
Oh.
You know, that's what matters, you know.
Okay.
So that's basically, and that's the only general information.
So if I don't say anything about him, it'll be all right?
Well, you know, I can't say that either. Like, I'm not supposed to say anything about that.
Oh.
But I think you got the picture.
Okay.
Okay.
So nobody would find out about him?
We don't even want to know about him because technically we would have to report him to the cops.
Oh. Okay.
Like I said, that's statutory rape.
Unbelievable.
Well, do you have to say anything about it?
I don't know your name yet.
Oh, okay.
So at the moment, let's keep it that way.
Okay.
actually?
Yeah.
That's considered statutory rape.
Maybe there's
okay.
hope.
He's 22.
Maybe there's hope.
Well,
here.
What can I do?
You need to come in and let us evaluate.
Okay. Would you guys have to tell anybody?
Here, no. We don't tell anybody anything.
Okay.
We try and keep things confidential, but if it's something the clinician feels a bad feeling about, then she might want to. She might call and report it.
So I shouldn't tell her anything?
Well, that is true. You could do that if you wanted to.
Oh, okay.
So you could change his age or something if you feel that you need to.
Oh, okay.
But don't tell anyone I said that.
All right.
Okay?
We don't have to contact your parents.
Okay. Well, would you have to contact anyone else?
Well, I'll be honest with you. By law, because you are 13 years old,
uh-huh.
Good. Now, we've never reported anybody, okay?
Okay.
If you come in and you don't tell me, you know, that your boyfriend is 22 years old, I don't know how old your boyfriend is, you know?
Okay.
I mean, that's none of my business. But if you come in and you tell me that your boyfriend is 22 years old, he's going to get charged for statutory rape.
Well, as long as you have the money in yourself, you're fine.
Okay. All right.
You don't have to worry about anybody else aside from you and your boyfriend knowing about it.
Okay.
Anybody else who knows will be somebody y'all tell.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So 5.5 minutes of standard fare, and there are hundreds of these calls recorded by Life Dynamics in Denton, Texas. Mark Crutcher, it was his project, brilliant project. And for the most part, what we're finding out is whether they're Republican or Democratic, pro-life, They don't care. Our governing officials turn their back, even though they passed these laws, are supposed to uphold these laws, of mandatory reporting when a healthcare worker has evidence that a minor has been sexually molested, assaulted, raped, statutory rape. Mandatory, they're supposed to report. They don't care. John Southers doesn't care that this is what Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinics are. This is their policy toward girls who've been raped in Colorado.
And the thing that just jumped out at me of all those phone call comments was, as long as you've got the money, you're okay.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As long as you've got the money. And she says, oh, he didn't rape me. We're going to get married. You know, you could just picture some 22-year-old guy telling a 13-year-old girl, I love you. We're going to get married. They have sex three or four times, and then he never looks at her again. Of course. She gets pregnant. He brings her in to have an abortion. And Planned Parenthood is complicitous in covering up the evidence of the crime and helping the rapist, the incest perpetrator, helping him get away and live to rape another day.
And, Bob, what's so ironic is in this season when we have elections coming up, we do have an ad being run by the Southers campaign talking about...
For Attorney General,
efforts to,
John Southers.
But he can proudly say he has strengthened the laws against sexual predators. And yet, when we all were there, we were told, if I remember things correctly, that there was nothing they could do, even in the face of this evidence, this audio tape evidence that... is just so shocking we can hardly keep a straight face here. They told us that there was nothing that could be done.
Nothing they could do. They said that we should investigate. We should. I'm a pastor. You're a mom. You're a grandma. I mean, we're all grandmas and grandpas here. But we're supposed, they actually, the state attorney general's office in Colorado told us we should investigate and find out which clinics and if it's statewide pattern, we should investigate.
Well, not only that, they told us we had to find out how old the guy was. We had to have all the personal information, the same thing that the police department and Ritter told us.
Bill Ritter. And so, yeah, and we're not detectives. I mean, the pro-lifers as a community have gone to extraordinary lengths to show the government that abortion clinics nationwide are systematically helping rapists and incest perpetrators by helping them get away with their crimes and covering up for them. And so now if they cared about these young women being abused, further abused by the abortion clinics, they could do something.
Anything, Bob. If I got into somebody's life that much where I had to follow them around and do all the investigation that the police department should be doing, I'd get it for stalking.
Well, that's
true. You can't do that.
Yeah, we don't have the authority to do that. And
or the money. Or the bully pulpit.
Right. The bully pulpit, John Southers. Here's Republican pro-life attorney general. Right. What he could do, and we suggested this, we said he could send out a letter to all the counties in Colorado, to all the law enforcement organizations, and say, here is a problem. Systematically, abortion clinics are failing to comply with the mandatory rape reporting laws, and you need to contact the abortion clinics in your local whatever and tell them we have this evidence. And we're going to look into it. They wouldn't even do that. They wouldn't even contact local sheriffs or police chiefs and say, here's what's happening in our state. John Southers would not even do that, and neither would Bill Ritter.
Well, if they want an example to follow of somebody that is doing a fine job in exploring this problem, yes, Phil Klein in Kansas is just doing an exemplary job of trying to go after Planned Parenthood for covering up crimes and exploiting children.
And George Tiller in Wichita, late-term abortionist. And we have our dear friend out there, Keith Mason, who's working with Operation Rescue, and they're doing a great job of exposing these crimes in addition to the murder of unborn children, which abortion is always wrong, but also the added crime of covering up for a rapist or someone committing incest, and that against these minor girls.
That's right. And he's an excellent example. I sure hope that he becomes Phil a successful mm-hmm. example. Yes.
Yeah, he really is great. And he stands out among all the supposed pro-life politicians all over the country. He is really fighting as though abortion is killing children. Where most, they will support pro-life legislation if it's the kind that Tom Daschle would support, or maybe Hillary Clinton in a tight race, you know. Pro-life legislation that saves anywhere from 0 to 10 babies while a million plus are being killed every year.
Anything with no teeth.
With no teeth, things that don't affect the business of an abortion clinic, the abortion industry, that's what our pro-life heroes advocate. That's what they pass. Like a partial birth abortion ban, which even if it finally passed, even though Judge Samuel Alito voted to keep partial birth abortion legal in New Jersey in the year 2000, even if it were to be upheld, that would not cancel one scheduled abortion because they'd just kill the baby through some other method.
That's right.
So, okay, we're almost out of time. Down in Colorado Springs, Tim Gill with Quark and the homosexual lobby, they're spending millions of dollars promoting this dog that supposedly moves in their radio and TV commercials and billboards to say just because you're different doesn't mean you're bad, and they want people to vote for this referendum I. Well, we're telling people Amendment 43, vote for that to protect marriage, vote against referendum I, which is basically homosexual marriage, and then Joe, you got a website. You guys got a truck driving around Colorado Springs. It's pretty funny. The dog is called Norman.
Right.
And your website is normansnuts.com.
Right.
Norman is crazy. It's Normans, normansnuts.com. That's pretty good.
Right. It's getting a lot of hits. Mm-hmm. But today a reporter pulled over our driver and gave him a hard time. It looked like a setup to me.
A staged news event. This
right.
is the Fox station down there?
Yes.
In Colorado Springs, TV station, where the reporter pulls over your truck and say, we want to interview you. Then two big refrigerator-like guys come up with signs just handy they had and made accusations like they were physically assaulted or something by the Christians.
And they were on the side of the road, not in a parking lot or anything, just on the
yeah,
side of the road.
Right.
These guys come running up.
So this is the Fox reporter staging some phony news event. All right, Leslie Hanks, Joe Scott, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out. And, hey, call us and ask for one of our catalogs or get it on our website at kgov.com.